And we're now joined on the teleconference by Wisconsin's Jonathan Sipis. The Badgers are the number 11 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will take on number 14 Rutgers in the final game of Wednesday's opening round. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Well, Chris, we're excited to, you know, start the proverbial third season, and I think an opportunity, presents itself with our group that to be able to do things that the team hasn't done before collectively with, you know, a couple fifth-year seniors, an opportunity to go out with, you know, a nice run in the Big Ten tournament to try to build that part for our future.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take some questions from the media at this time.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach. I was obviously pretty fresh in your mind after playing yesterday. They're going to be on the bubble again this year, just like last year. So I was just wondering from your perspective if you think Bluters Bunch is an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah, I mean, we hope we can get any team that's played their tough out-of-conference schedule. I think the thing with Iowa that the committee, I think, will take into account, too, is how they have really excelled and continue to play at a high level after the Tania Davis injury. They're a young team. I think that part of they have a good RPI. They challenge themselves in the non-conference, obviously, with the interstate rivalry as well as some really good neutral site games. It beat a very good James Madison team that will, you know, I think be there as far as the Colonial. You know, I think they're one game out right now, but they're the prohibitive favorites, I think, in that league. So I think they have a really good, you know, opportunity here in the Big Ten tournament. I think like anything, you want to be playing their best, and we didn't want them to go in with a win going into the Big Ten tournament. But I think that if they could put a couple games together too, I think that would help their cause. But they've done a lot of things leading up to this point that I think will help them when the committee looks at the overall resume for the season.
Thanks, Coach.
As a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Mike Harmon with Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Just what things have you learned about your team and program this year that will move you guys forward starting next season?
Well, I think, in year one, when you take over as a head coach, there's so many things you're doing that are outside X's and O's. And I think, you know, trying to build our culture in that standpoint of how we conduct ourselves, you know, both on the court on a daily basis, in the weight room, in the classroom, and that understanding what it is to be a women's basketball player at Wisconsin. And I'm really pleased, you know, we had a high GPA with our group coming out of the fall semester. I think we learned a lot. I think you learn a lot through adversity at times. And we had that both on the floor with where we thought we could get to, as well as I think a great part is our team continues to fight, and I think we're playing our best basketball now to, you know, win 3 home games in a row to end the season, to, you know, to play 2, I thought, of our better road games, you know, in the latter half of the Big Ten Conference slate at Michigan, and then yesterday to be up 4 against Iowa in the fourth quarter. That part I think is a telling sign that we are understanding the opportunity that we have. And I think continuing to build on that, leading now into, you know, the first full postseason that we'll have an opportunity in the spring and to add some new people to our roster to continue to improve with the kids that we currently have. I think it's all a learning process, and I'm proud because I think our team hasn't, you know, outside of the Maryland game, not been competitive in the second half of the Big Ten conference season. And we're hoping to move that forward and continue to do that and lead that into next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis in a couple days.
All right. Thanks, Chris.